Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Russian believers share God's love and compassion after Friday's shootings. Then a media ministry works to meet a massive need for kids. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Russia, where churches share Christ's compassion following the deadliest terror attack on Russian soil in two decades. Church leaders told Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
Their response was to pray for the families, to reach them with the comfort that only God can provide, and to be resolute in advancing the gospel. Most of the people that I've talked to were reminded of the fragility of life and the need for us to be walking ever faithful one moment at a time before the Lord.
Gunmen turned the Crocus City Hall concert venue near Moscow into a slaughterhouse on Friday, killing at least 137 and wounding 182. The Islamic State branch in Afghanistan, or ISIS-K, claimed the attack. Both American and French intelligence agencies confirm that the statement is true.
We live in a changing world where it seems that the value of a single life has fallen dramatically. And there's no greater need than now for the gospel, no greater need for the churches to rise up and extend the message of hope in the middle of the chaos.
SGA serves evangelical churches in Russia through missionary pastor sponsorship, as well as biblical church-based training and children's ministry. Pray believers will seize every opportunity to make Christ known. Next, at least 600 prisoners are facing capital punishment in Pakistan right now because they've been accused of blasphemy. FMI's Nehemiah says,
"You can blame anybody and accuse anybody in Pakistan for blasphemy. It has become a norm, not only with Christians, but Muslims as well. It's very easy because you don't need any evidence."
You don't even have to be accurate in your accusation to level blasphemy charges at someone. For example, a mob called for a woman's life a few weeks ago because they thought her clothing was blasphemous.
The word in Arabic on her shirt was halwa, which means sweet or nice.
A 30-second conversation could have clarified the crowd's confusion. Instead, they called for her death.
Muslim people in Pakistan do not understand difference between Arabic and Urdu because script is same, but the dialect is different. Because they don't understand, they think everything what is written Arabic, it's Quran, which is untrue.
The Quran is written and read in Arabic, but most Pakistanis use Urdu.
The irony in Pakistan is that literacy rate is very, very minimal. Fanatic people, they attack anybody that don't have the basic understanding even of their own religion.
Pray the church in Pakistan will continue to flourish and grow despite persecution.
A few months ago, more than 30 churches were being burned down in one day on the basis of blasphemy, and there was no evidence that any Christian committed a blasphemy.
And the children of today are the church of tomorrow. But while there are many resources in the U.S. to disciple children, that's not what many churches and families in other parts of the world experience. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries tells us that the children of today are
really being bombarded by mixed messages about who they are, what the world is made of, even what is good and what is evil.
IMM recently surveyed media organizations and churches in Europe, Eurasia, Africa, and the Middle East, asking what needs they had. And the answer they kept hearing was discipleship for children. So they've begun multiple animation projects to meet the needs of children for biblical stories, values, and truth to carry with them.
So we are building the church of tomorrow. We are building faith in the future.
And they need your support and prayer as they prepare to impact the next generation for Jesus, which is a spiritual battle.
It's an important, important time to pray over the younger children, over the media that's going into their lives, over their education and different contexts. And we need to pray for wisdom for the parents as well, because they're also bombarded. I think we're in a pretty intense time in history right now.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.